section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
Nice and slow. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 123 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Oh, sorry. I'm in.
Oh, man.
What did you say?
Blake Clayton.
What? I didn't say it. I forgot. Amen.
Oh. Blake Clayton, and I have with me this evening, first, to my left, Nurse Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Obviously, you're going to talk a lot quieter than you did.
We do this every time. Sorry. Thank you.
And you're not facing the camera.
I can't win. Thank you for having me, Blake.
You're welcome. And across from her, the Love Doctor.
The Love Doctor.
The Love Doctor, a.k.a. Jason.
Bringing you all the hits.
Dr. Love.
He's going to talk three times as loud as he did during testing or microphone check, so that's good.
Don't adjust the volume. The doctor is in.
And across from me, she's lovely, she's mine, and her new nickname is Cell Phone Miles.
Hello, shithead.
Cell Phone Miles, getting tickets.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
I do. It was just recently, like just a few hours ago.
Mm. What does that mean? Like she wasn't paying attention to you because she was getting tickets on her cell phone?
No. That means I was getting my hair cut. I looked out in the parking lot and she was pulled over by a police officer getting a ticket in my car.
How the hell is anyone supposed to know that?
I was getting there. I was waiting for somebody to say, hey, right. What?
Okay,
maybe
well, there it is.
You're talking on your cell phone or something.
Yeah, what were you pulled over for?
I was talking on my cell phone. I pulled into the parking lot and he was stopped at the light, and I saw him, but he was going the opposite direction. Normally, if that happens, I throw the phone down. And I looked in my rearview
right
mirror,
now.
And sure as shit, he was right behind me with his lights on. I also did not have my seatbelt on, and I didn't have, since I was driving his car, I didn't have his light or his
sandwich?
Insurance card.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you can and will be held against you in a court of law. You're not supposed to talk on your cell phone.
No, apparently not. So I'm going to have to get one of those cute little Bluetooth thingies that my mother has been telling me to get since January.
Did you get three tickets then for all the offenses you just mentioned?
No, I just got the one ticket.
Did you show him your boobs?
No, I was so pissed off. The whole reason I was on the phone for a really pissed off reason. I was yelling and screaming on the phone.
Did you show me?
He's
butt?
Lucky I did not go off on
it. So you
because
might not have
was,
been here tonight,
right? I checked myself real calmly.
Coming
I
to you live from Pekin County Jail.
Why is there a law for not talking on your cell phone? People, I understand texting. But why can't you be on your cell phone? There are one-armed people out there talking to a passenger in their car. you know? Right? So what's good. How is that different from holding your phone?
There
you
is
look
no
confused,
difference.
But it's very clear.
Do you know anybody with one arm? Okay, then.
I know a guy with one arm.
They don't.
All right.
But, right, what's the difference between having to talk on your Bluetooth, which is apparently legal? You can,
right.
If you have a Bluetooth, you can talk on it. But there is absolutely no difference. I was so pissed off.
Who are we to question the laws set forth by this land?
Yes, we put these people in those positions to make laws for us to keep us safe.
That's right.
So why don't we just go ahead and...
Which makes us able to be able to question those laws, right?
No, if you get questioning you want to do, you should read the show lineup and then we'll continue.
Call your congressman.
I'm going to write, and I'm not paying that ticket. So we got stuff coming up. We got Ted Muffins with the Super Bowl wrap-up. We are going to play Stay in Character. We are going to have an in-studio interview with the one and only Cupid, the little bastard. And we are going to be playing the best murder ballads on the planet.
Hmm. Okay, so we're ready for some music? Yeah?
No, we're not ready for music at all. There's
dang it, seven other things
to do.
I messed it up. I give me one job, and this is what I do. I screw it up. All right, music later. So I hear some plans have changed, yeah? Since we're talking about Cupid and love. Don't give me jobs like this.
Yeah, so
terrible.
We're breaking up. Speaking of plans changing, love and Cupid.
We're
it's,
done.
It's the opposite of all those things.
Where did you think we were?
I don't know. I got nervous. I tell you this beforehand. I get nervous.
I got nervous and skipped D, E, F, and I wanted to go straight to G.
We're going over the show notes. It is not going well.
All right.
Courtney's like, it sounds like we did all that stuff already, so let's go ahead and play some music.
I don't want to do any more. I just want to get to the stuff and get over it. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Jeez.
That's all right. Just draw hearts and we'll be fine. Okay. So, yes, me and Molly have decided to kind of change things up a bit. We are no longer getting married here in Tazewell County. We are going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
What?
Viva Las Vegas.
Yes.
No. Viva Las Vegas.
Keep going. You started it.
Yeah.
Finish it.
I don't know any other words.
We will
otherwise
sit on
I'd
our hands.
Yeah,
that's all there is to that song.
Oh, okay. You did it then.
We're getting married at the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel.
Viva!
Viva
Las Vegas!
I know it's a horrible cliche now, but they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Is that true for your marriage?
Yes.
That's why we're going to Vegas.
It's just like a half-hour ceremony. They're like, okay, I'll marry you in Vegas, but when we get home, I'm keeping my own bank account.
I see.
Which we've not discussed yet. We still have to discuss bank accounts.
There's no discussing it. I'm keeping my own bank account.
How about people going to the wedding? Will you invite all IBWIP listeners to come to your wedding?
Yes. We are getting married in Las Vegas at the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel at 8 p.m.
May
17th. So if you're in the area.
Please.
You're going to need to let me know ahead of time, though, because we can only have 36 people there.
And even if you're not in the area, right? Isn't there
Yes, we will be. We'll be sending out a link. And you can watch it live. But it's going to be – it depends on where you're at in the country.
Okay.
So if – I think I might –
You mean time difference-wise or what?
Yeah, time difference-wise.
I don't know.
We're going to do a separate ceremony for each state.
For each time zone? Like when a sitcom does a live version, how they do an East Coast and a West Coast version?
Right.
You do East Coast and a West Coast version.
It's going to be a long day, but I think it's going to be worth it to all our fans.
Oh, yeah. It'll be worth it.
The fans will like that.
Is this, okay, the link is going to be – is it the website of the chapel or is it going to be through your website?
No, it's the website of the chapel, and we'll put the directions and
– And the link on your site.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll put what – time it is in each mountain.
Right, but that does not.
We'll name all the mountains at the wedding. It'll be in the vows.
That should not deter certain individuals from coming to the wedding.
I tell you what would deter me is having to name all of the mountains.
High on a mountaintop.
Yeah.
Sorry. Courtney, are you interested in going to Las Vegas for our wedding?
Yeah. I've never been to Vegas.
Hold on. Let's chop that up. Are you interested in going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Are you interested in going to their wedding?
Yes. We'll just go out there just to go.
I don't know.
I don't have any money to gamble.
Jason's
away,
like, that's why I don't want to go.
Her room is littered with Blue Man Group posters.
Really?
Yeah, that's why she wants to go out there. She wants the full Tubes experience.
They spray mushed up bananas on you. And I I don't know what in the medical field you call it, but I have a phobia of bananas. Mm. And 2 minutes into the show, I have bananas all over me. And we had they give you these plastic things to wear to protect you. Yeah, but it got in the sleeve and in the collar of it. And I had to sit there the rest of the show with dried bananas.
Did you go back to Caesar's Palace with your dry cleaning ticket? Say, take care of this for me?
I was. Well, we were walking back. It was, where was that at? I don't remember where it was at. I don't know.
The Bellagio?
I think it was the Venetian. It was at the Venetian, I think. And the whole time I'm like scraping dried. It was like, you know, like when you get cum on your arm or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Who? Yeah. Nope. Nah. What?
Too quick to answer.
But yeah, he had dried banana in his watch.
Ew.
Yeah.
Do you like bananas?
No, I don't like them at all. I hate them. But anyway, we're getting married. Everybody's welcome. Jason.
But we do need a head count.
We need a head count. But Jason has already committed to thinking about it.
I will commit to taking time out of my schedule to sit down and think about it.
And that's, to be honest with you, that's a big honor because he's busy. He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. My business is going well. Thank you.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. For being 3 weeks into it, I think it's going pretty well.
Do you have a website you want to plug?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Plug it.
When?
Right now.
Do it.
Okay, right now?
Yeah.
You don't want to put it in later?
No,
do it now, and we'll put it on the show notes, right, honey?
It's put it on the show notes. It's TazcoTradeCo.com, TazcoTradeCo.com. TazcoTradeCo.
That's a lot of vowels.
Can I buy an A, Pat?
That sounds like a machine you would use at the hospital.
An APAT?
Yeah. Let's get him an A. Let's get him the APAT stat.
Like AFib?
No.
Oh, no, we don't want somebody to die.
We don't want to, yeah, we don't want to poison them. What kind of nurse are you? Get him the APAT.
It'll help him stop smoking.
Well, today is our Valentine's Day show. I know it's going to come out on
Friday. Are we done talking about Vegas?
Are we?
We're staying at the Luxor.
Oh.
We're going to go, me and Shannon are going geocaching.
Oh, that's right.
Molly, you're not going.
No, I'm not. I'm not going geocaching. I think I'm going to be laying by the pool or getting my hair done or a massage.
I don't know where she's getting all this money from.
From your joint bank account.
Not happening. Not happening. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jason. I just wanted to get all the details.
I was actually. It's in the notes for me to be interrupted, so that's fine.
We don't have show notes. This is all off the cuff.
What a cuff it
clearly,
is.
Clearly, since I just make up my own.
Right. We're going to a song.
I want to hear a song now.
I need to play a song right now.
I think Blake is an idiot, and I always have to sit by him, so we're just going to go to a song.
So yeah, like I was saying, today's our Valentine's Day special episode. And we got a little surprise for the ladies, and I think Blake has something that he wants to present to Molly right now on the show. She has no idea this is about to happen.
I wrote a special poem for you for Valentine's Day.
I'm scared.
Should I do it like theatrical sounding or just like normal sounding? I'll do it theatrical.
Do it both.
Roses are red and violets are blue. I love you more than Mountain Dew.
Wow. Aww.
I love the way you beep my beep. Most girls won't, so that's really neat. Your smile brightens up each and every day. And you don't mind all of the raunchy things I say. I am very lucky. I'm a very lucky man to have a woman like you. You cook, you clean, and do the laundry like a woman should do.
Oh my God, stop.
Beautiful.
Right there.
No.
There isn't another gal that I'd rather have by my side. Or in front of me. Or behind.
Yeah, I like where this is going.
There you go. Happy Valentine's Day.
Aw, that was very sweet.
I don't know if the camera can pick this up, but she is in tears. That was beautiful. Hey. Where do you find the time to do this?
Work.
Okay. All right.
When you're there 12 hours a day, there is a small window of opportunity.
A small love poem window?
Right. Yeah.
Right after lunch?
Right. While I'm eating my peanut butter sandwich for the 383rd day.
Ooh, that does sound good.
Right. So.
Do you want to go buy some ham and bologna?
No, I don't want you to.
No, I know. And you keep telling me no and no and no and no. Then that's how you're going to have peanut butter for 363 days in a row.
Does she make your lunch for you?
Damn right she does. That's what a woman's supposed to do.
Mm. Is right in the poem, damn it.
Right.
Is that crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
And she makes his lunch.
No, she doesn't get up. She makes my lunch, then goes
from
to bed.
Okay,
oh,
so
I thought she made it from the bed.
Makes his lunch, and then he complains about it.
I'm not complaining. It's just I.
For that 383rd day, I have to have peanut butter and jelly.
That's exactly how he sounded.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't, you did nail his voice, but that is not nice for you to say.
Well, that was a very nice pickle.
You're welcome.
That was very nice. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's very sweet of you. So. What was this weekend? It was last night. Was the Super Bowl?
Yes,
and I believe we have a wrap up with Mr. Ted Muffins.
Sure, Ted Muffins, take it away.
Thanks, Timmy. This is Ted Muffin reporting on sporting for IBWIP. Brought to you this week by Dr. McGillicuddy's Snake Oil Solution. When you're on the make, put some oil on that snake. Let's get to it, sports fans. Well, February has begun, and that can mean only one thing: the Super Bowl is back in full swing. America's favorite sport has wrapped up its season strong. Here's the recap. Seattle Seahawks, 43. Denver Broncos, 8. Get some rest, gentlemen. We'll see you next week. And there you have it, sports fans. That's all from Ted Muffin. We'll see you next time on Reporting on Sportin' for IBWIP, brought to you this week by Dr. McGillicuddy's Snake Oil Solution. When you've been dabbling in some sexual pollution, call the doctor for that snake oil solution. Back to you, Timmy.
It's amazing that none of that really had to do with the game. But he's obviously getting paid really well by McGillicuddy.
Ted Muffins is hot.
He is.
Okay, now can we play some music?
Sure.
This is the right spot now, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is Call Me Bronco with Four Shots.
And the bullet from a gun. That's why I don't forget to drink. Cause I drink to forget. As I make my way, the bottles and pain, the lipstick and curls, hate and disdain. One shot for courage. One shot for speed. Well, the first bullet's hers. Second one's for me. One shot for courage, one shot for speed. The first was hers and the second one's for me. One shot for courage, one shot for speed. The first bullet's hers and the second one's for me. One shot for courage, one shot for speed. The first bullet's hers.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your Pia Vision YouTube page. Well, all the links are on the front page of ibwip.com.
When I walked away and found her with another man, wish begged and she pleaded to forget what I see, but I just turned around and ran. I came back with my knife. She said this just ain't right. Just thought before it on what you did. Wish held on to it tight and they didn't put up a fight. And now they lay in the deathbed. It's murder and the pines and I'm doing just fine. As long as I can make it out of town. I'm just so calm and I make it too far. In the prison wall where I'm fine. Bound and I'm leaving this town, never come back again. But if you wanna find me, I've been living by the sea, never riding that stage again. There's murder in the pines, I'm doing just fine, as long as I can make it out of town. But it's so calm and I make it too far. In the prison walls where I
still with Murder in the Pines.
And that was Jason with not doing a mystery tag before the song. I know people are just on the edge of their seats dying to hear what it says, so let me read it to you right now. I stood up my Valentine's Day date to listen to IBWIP. Needless to say, I got laid that night. Hope it was worth it.
Bazinga! Alrighty, folks, this is segment 2, episode 123. Molly is on the verge of punching me in the face, so we're going to play a game that she hates tremendously. Folks, this is called Stay in Character. Each of my co-hosts have an envelope that they are starting to tear open. But don't tear it open all the way, please. The object of the game is, once you open your...
We can't tear it open all the way?
Hey, you are way cheating. I haven't explained
the
rules.
Still in there.
Some people don't know the rules. Anyway, okay. So, the object of the game is to stay in the character in which you have been chosen to have for as long as possible. If you get stuck, someone can bail you out, but if you don't get bailed out, you're staying in.
You get You say belled out or bailed out?
Belled.
Okay, so if you stop being in character, then we hit the bell and you're out.
God damn it, Courtney. You're one step away from cheating.
She's not even looking at it.
Okay, on your marks, get set, go.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
my God.
This is going to be bad.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What am I going to do? Oh, my God. Jesus. What am I going to do?
You know, when I get depressed, man, I usually sit down and write a card. So, how about this? Hope you're not feeling blue. Here's a card from me to you. There you go.
She's gonna kill me. She's gonna kill me.
What?
Who's gonna kill you, man?
My wife is gonna kill me.
Your wife's gonna kill you? Yeah. Well, I got a card for her. It goes a little something like this. Hey there, lady. Stop giving me crap. I just got fired from work. What do you think of that? Send it with love.
Do you want to be alone for the rest of your life?
I got a lot of things on my plate. I gotta get these cards done for the holiday season.
You guys just don't understand. If he keeps talking, my wife is gonna be so mad at me. I didn't get a card. I didn't even see it on the calendar.
Well, you know what? I have so many flowers. You could have some of my flowers and take them to her.
You have a lot of flowers?
I have a lot of flowers.
I suggest sending a card rather than flowers. Here's a card that you could send about flowers. Flowers will die, and eventually so will I. Here's a card. It costs 35 cents.
I got that card.
You got that card?
I got that card.
Twelve
others.
This happened. The same thing happened to me last year, and she was pissed. She didn't talk to me for like a week. She didn't give up sex for like a month. I mean, I'm freaking out here. It's 4:30. I don't know what
to
do.
To the jewelry store.
How did you meet your wife? Did you? I got nothing.
Don't you dare make her suffer. I'm going to suffer, man. This sucks so bad.
It's 4:30 and you forgot to get your wife something? How about this? It's Valentine's Day and I didn't forget. So give me that sex or you're out on the street.
I got that card from John.
John? Yeah. Who's this John guy?
Oh, just a guy.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm doing a lot. I got lots of dates. I'm starting at noon, going till 10.
Oh. Any of those working out for you, or do you meet a lot of people?
I do.
Maybe your marriage, maybe it's not going to work out for you after no presents?
It's been forever since I've been single. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know where to, like, how
it's
to meet
It's hard
women.
To get back out in the dating pool.
I wouldn't know how to meet women.
Well, you could go on the internet.
All that highfalutin technology is going to go to the wayside, and people
you
are going to go back to cards.
On the internet? Oh, my God. She's going to be so mad at me. She's going to be so mad at me.
People
like
that mushy shit. Go down to your Hallmark store and get yourself a card, man. Here's one you could give your wife. At the end of the day, when I look in your eyes, I wonder how much weight you've put on those thighs.
Holy crap. I didn't get that card.
Oh, man. I mean, last year she said she was going to leave me. I don't even know how I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice that it was that time of the year.
It always comes in February, you jackass.
This coming from a woman who's clearly a prostitute. Here's a card that I would give a prostitute. I paid you $10 and I made you holler. Make the 11th one free or I'll talk to the NYPD.
Do you have any nice cards?
I feel like Hallmark has so many cards out there that are positive. Why would I go that route? It's been done. All right, let's get to brass tacks. People aren't happy.
All right? It's a blue, bleak world we're living in. Shouldn't the cards that we give each other represent that?
Yeah. No. Yes. I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's somebody for everyone.
The one time that line where that was like you were just okay.
Who was that bell for?
Everybody. Well, it was for everybody. Jason, do you want to guess what Courtney was?
Are we done already?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Jesus. Are we timing this? That was like 10 seconds.
It seemed like a lot longer.
Ugh.
Are you going to be okay?
You're a guy who forgot it was Valentine's Day, and you're running for the hills. Yeah. Scared shitless.
Yep, a married guy who just realized he forgot Valentine's Day.
That's Molly was a evident. Whore.
I was not a whore. I was just a girl that has too many options for dates on Valentine's
Why
Day.
Why would you name them John? Like...
Oh, I don't know. Because, I didn't think about that.
Because whores are Johns. And...
I didn't think about that.
All right.
Does anybody have any idea, possibly and remotely, who Courtney could have been?
No. She's bad a love advice columnist.
She's a bad game player.
Yes. Bad game player.
Ruined.
There it is.
Episode 123.
Ended game prematurely. Is that what it says?
Courtney, do you want to tell everybody what you were?
I was the eHarmony advertisement.
Nope.
Not even close.
You sure weren't. No, you were not.
Look, this game is really hard, and I'm not. I don't want to do this game again. It's so hard.
Okay.
Are you adding me to a list of some sort?
A piece of paper is getting put out. She's... Okay. Crossing Courtney off the... He's pushing Courtney off the door. Don't push her, man.
And you wrote cards?
I was a depressed Hallmark greeting card writer. I feel like that was pretty apparent.
Yes.
I felt like it was like a... Where you had like a surfer accent or something?
Yeah, it kind of got that way.
Oh, who did it remind me of? It reminded me of that 80s show...
Mr. Belvedere?
It reminded,
if it is, then you're right.
It reminded me of... who was the Matrix guy?
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, it reminded me of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Keanu.
That's my actual voice, is the voice I was doing there.
Really?
Yeah, I had a lot of speech therapy to get where this is.
What's the guy on Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Mr. Belvedere.
No,
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere.
Spicoli?
Spicoli.
Sean Penn?
Yeah,
Spicoli?
Spicoli. Kind of reminded me of Spicoli.
I'm surprised you've seen that movie. Well,
because it's got Phoebe Cates' boobs. Aren't you adamantly against Phoebe Cates' boobs?
No, I like Phoebe Cates' boobs.
Oh, who?
Okay. Courtney's like,
get out your wallet. Let's see that date of birth. I bet it was 30 seconds ago. I bet you were born 30 seconds ago. All right. Enough of this bullshit. We got a website. It's getting an overhaul. It's going to kick ass. I don't know the time frame on it. I don't know the details, but I know it's going to be the best website. It'll be Google, then us. Fill in the blanks, Blake.
IBWIP is about to take on a overhaul. It's going to have a new skin, so to speak. Some more options. And it's going to have stuff that's going to give you a reason to go back to it often.
Like pornography or links to pornography.
Correct. That does not put spyware on your computer.
I actually don't mind the spyware. I feel less lonely. Like someone is looking after me.
Why am I even here?
Someone's looking after you, watching the porn.
You need me for nothing.
How much? Yeah, you cook for yourself. You watch porn.
Really? I wipe myself.
Courtney is pretty much just dead weight to you. Then
she's
trophy.
She's a cover.
She's a trophy girlfriend.
She's a cover, so people don't get suspicious
of what.
Because people think he's gay.
It's in your goddamn business.
How much porn do you watch in a week? That's not a number or any kind of time.
It is actually. That equates to 3 hours.
A night.
A night?
Mm-hmm. He said a week, so that's like 300 hours or something.
Funny that you bring porn up, because usually I watch it while I'm driving home on my phone. Now obviously I can't do that.
What, is that like to pump the prime before you get here?
Is that what that is?
Well, it's funny because she's always like, when she gets home, she goes, for some reason, my battery is not holding, my phone's not holding the charge anymore since we got the update. And now she's like, well, I watch it on the way home. How does Eli enjoy that? I mean,
Eli's not in the car yet.
So you're watching it. What site do you use?
I don't know. What's that site you use?
Xhamster.com.
So you're watching on the way home, and is it the thing where it's in the speakers? It's connected to your car, and you can hear
it
all?
No, I don't have a fancy car like that.
Oh, that's why you like to drive my car, huh?
Yeah.
Steering wheels
busted.
Sticky.
Steering wheel is sticky.
So how much porn do you watch a week, Molly?
I've cut down to at least 15 hours a week.
Congratulations.
No wonder laundry never gets done.
First step is the hardest.
How much do you watch?
It's all relative. See, the girls, they like to be romanced. Not me. Let's wham, bam, thank you, man.
Yeah, I don't want to be romance.
I know the keywords I need to put into Google. I know exactly what I want, and I can get it done in a few minutes. So while it may be addictive personality that I have with the pornography.
Addict personality?
Right. Thank you. I can get it done pretty quick, and I don't waste time. I'm a very efficient porn watcher / masturbator.
Yeah. Because I've pretty much, by the time I finally get to the site, mm-hmm. pick out one,
right.
and then push play, and then it buffers for a few seconds, I'm pretty much almost done.
That's foreplay, though.
It's just the anticipation of being able to watch a grandma get
reamed. Grandma? Ew.
Hey, don't knock it.
You talking about squirtinggrannies.org?
Yeah.
It's a .org. Wow.
It is a .org. Yeah, they're non-for-profit.
It's part of the Senior Citizens Brigade.
It's good.
Yikes.
Jason, earlier I confessed my love to Miles in a special, special way. Your front, Courtney, is here. Fronting for, you know.
That's not very nice.
That isn't nice. How dare you?
You said it earlier.
How? There's no possible way we can prove I said that.
We couldn't, like, rewind a tape or anything?
Right.
So, did you prepare anything special?
I absolutely did prepare.
You want to look through the camera?
Do I want to? Not necessarily. Everything's positioned for me not to do it.
Wait, do you need a tissue? Because you already look glassy-eyed. I don't know if it's because you're tired or because you're just emotionally distraught.
Sorry.
I'm sure his is going to be better than mine, just so you know.
It is better than yours, I would say. And we can just skip it if you want, because, I mean, everyone can agree that it's better.
No, I'd like to hear this.
Okay. Well, yeah, we didn't plan this out. Well, we did plan it out, but we didn't, like, I didn't know what Blake was going to say. He didn't know what I was going to say. So there are parallels to our poems, oddly enough, but...
Is it because we think alike or just we got lucky?
We think alike, we talk alike, at times we even walk alike, some would say.
The only thing difference is the size of our heads.
Right.
and I don't own as much flannel as you.
I'm
Which really bothers me because every time you come over I say I like Jason's flannel.
Goodwill. $3.99.
Really?
Almost all of it. That's a thrift store budget.
So, Jason, here is your pickle to Courtney.
Time out. Why is it called a pickle?
We were sitting at dinner, and I go, I don't want them to see on the show notes, so we'll call it pickle.
Oh.
Yeah, it was our little secret word.
We had a meeting. We had a dinner meeting. Yep.
Dinner date.
Yep.
No, a dinner meeting.
Dinner
we had
date.
Paper.
It was a date.
We weren't holding hands or anything. We didn't kiss during dinner.
Hands under the table.
Right.
It was
pressing each other's knees.
It's like they were there. That's weird.
It is weird, keeping close tabs on us. No, I thought there. I thought also a poem would be because we talked about poems, songs, some profession of our feelings, and mine happened to be a poem, and I just want to tell Courtney how I feel about her. So here we go.
And that's it.
That's it. I hope you feel the same way.
For this to go anywhere, we need to be on the same plane.
Yeah, let's not go any further unless you feel that way as well. All right. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I thought violet was another word for purple, so should we save the seeds from this blue-violet flower as it may be worth a fair amount of money? Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie.
was lovely.
I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
You really are.
No, you're the second luckiest. You're right. Thank you very much. Wow, that was deep.
I went back and forth on what I wanted to write. You know?
Really? You couldn't tell?
I toiled.
Ooh, nice.
He's very in touch with his feelings. Can we tell?
I toiled a lot. I had a lot of toiling about what I should write.
That just means he's got so many emotions about you that he couldn't just put them into words. That's what I had trouble with.
I have an emotional traffic jam in my heart.
Except he can come up with 50 million Hallmark cards in 2 seconds.
Yeah, she caught on to that one. There you go.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, baby. Come on, baby. Anything for you, girl.
All right. Hey, folks, I want to tell you, take a few minutes here to tell you about our sponsor, BarkBox, BarkBox.com. Your dog is the best friend and deserves a treat once in a while, right?
Heck yeah.
How often?
Once in a while. Once a month.
I agree.
BarkBox.com is the place to go to get that treat. Once a month, they send your pup a box filled with snacks, toys, and more. Now, we're not talking about cheap, unsafe, China-produced crap here. This stuff is top-notch, 100% healthy. American-made products.
God bless the USA.
There's no rawhides or formaldehyde that's going to get your dog all addicted and look like it's on crack.
If you wouldn't eat it, why would you feed it to your dog?
Right. And no stuff that will harm your dog. You can subscribe for 1 month, 3 month, or 6 months. Use promo code IBWIP and get $5 off your order. Do you not have a dog? Well, first of all, that's un-American. But if you don't, then you can send a subscription as a gift to someone.
Until you get a dog and until you get your own subscription.
Exactly. So either way, you're putting it in the pipeline, right? Okay. So best of all, 10% of all revenue from BarkBox.com goes to rescues and shelters all over these United States. Again, that's BarkBox.com. Use promo code IBWIP and get $5 off your order. Send us confirmation of your order to blake@IBWIP.com, and we will even throw in a brand new...
Ooh, say it.
IBWIP koozie.
Oh, man.
So, holy crap, you cannot ask for more. Jason, could you ask for more?
If I could think of something to ask, I would, but I can't.
Exactly. Do something great for your dog today. They can't order themselves because they don't have any thumbs. Correct?
They're working on that. BarkBox is working on that thing.
Right. RobotBoxBox.com. Go to BarkBox.com today and use promo code IBWIP for $5 off. The show gets a little kickback. And we can produce even better shows and get... more educated nurses to do the show.
We need a nurse that can do improv.
Look, you guys knew what you were getting into.
No, I didn't. Jason said, well, she's not really funny, but if she would... Yeah,
I'm not. The headphones fit her.
You don't have to buy special ones. Well, no, I did have to buy it because she broke the pair the first time she was here.
So pissed.
You were pissed.
I know.
Imagine that.
Ripped him off.
Just think about how pissed I was. No,
I didn't even know.
$300 beat by Dre's, and they're just broke.
You know how pissed I was? I went to the mailbox a couple months ago after we did the Halloween show, and my mailbox had exploded with letters saying, we love your Halloween facts. We want more Halloween facts. I went to my computer. My computer crashed with all the emails I got. They said, give us some more Halloween facts. We love them. I said, you know what?
Halloween's over.
Halloween's over. Suck it. But... Nope.
And then you're like Thanksgiving facts? No.
No, I don't like that.
Christmas facts?
No, sir.
No.
Valentine's Day.
Okay.
New Year's?
I was going to say New Year's.
No, thanks. Arbor Day? Uh-uh.
Groundhog Day?
Not for me.
What about Martin Luther King Day?
Oh, maybe. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a maybe. Chinese New Year? Yes.
It's the year of the horse, I was told.
Yeah. They have a year of the cock, right?
Yes, yeah,
I mean every year. Okay. So, do you have some facts that you?
I don't.
So okay.
No, I do.
Where did you get those from?
No, I do. I do have some Valentine's Day fun facts, and I wouldn't give them to you if they weren't fun. I wouldn't give them to you.
Yeah. If they were just normal facts, you'd be like, these aren't fun.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is ask you guys to nibble on a piece of chocolate and enjoy some fun facts about it. Okay.
Could you nibble on a black penis if you don't have any chocolate handy?
I feel like more people would have chocolate handy than a black penis. But
how about a little black baby's finger?
Same. Okay. Same thing.
Okay. Tread lightly.
Yeah, I mean, you can, I guess, if, nibble on whatever you want. It's your Bobby Brown said, it's your prerogative. You can do what you want to do.
I like peppermint.
So did Bobby Brown. Look where it got him. You want to go down that road, lady? All right, fact number one. Actually, well, I'm going to read the facts, and if you guys could comment on them immediately following the fact.
Following each fact?
Right.
Okay, that'll make the segment go better?
It'll make it last longer and and hopefully add some sugar, some sweetener to what I'm doing.
Ooh.
Sweeten it up a little bit.
Comic relief.
Fact number one. More than 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are sold for Valentine's Day each year, compared to only 36 chocolate-shaped boxes of hearts. Hmm. Comment now?
Doesn't seem to add up.
What?
That means girls don't like boxes of chocolate. They like hearts of candy.
Are you talking about those little tiny little ones that say stuff on them?
Like, kiss me.
36 million heart-shaped boxes compared to only 36 chocolate-shaped boxes of hearts.
Chocolate-shaped boxes.
I
got it now. Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to the next one.
I don't like that fact. You're talking to a bunch of retards.
I was on the fence about including that fact.
Well, I wish you hadn't, because that is a stupid fact. Jeez.
Well, blame the source, and it's not me. All right, I pull these facts, so...
Next.
Don't blame the messenger, am I right, guys?
Hey, you!
All right, number two. On average, men shell out $130 each on candy, cards, jewelry, flowers, and dinner for their significant others on the 14th of February. Meanwhile, Stephanie on the corner will stroke you to completion for a mere $15. Those are savings, or nothing to shake a stick at.
What corner is that?
The website is very vague, but you can bet your ass I Googled that.
Do you have any facts in regards to how much women spend on Valentine's Day? $30?
I don't know.
Hey, don't jump ahead.
He told me to drag it out as long as possible.
Yeah.
He did not say drag it out. That fact. Well, I don't know anything about the chick on the corner, but
I know a couple Stephanies, and I'll talk to them. We'll see. The third fact.
Shouldn't you have talked to them before we did this?
Yeah. Yep.
He's bad at research.
Hey, you know what? Thousands of cards in my mailbox can't be wrong. About 8 billion candy hearts will be produced this year. That's enough candy to stretch from one end of my penis to the other over 8 billion times.
Should we get a box of candy and see?
No.
I'll get my penis out for just about anyone.
Who would you not get it out for?
Eric. He's my neighbor.
Eric B. and Rakim?
He said my penis for president. There's some deep cuts right there. You got it.
Oh.
You thought you were pissing the wind. You met your match, son.
I just think it's funny when the girls look at each other and go.
I feel like.
That happens frequently.
Like, I don't know nothing about nothing. Hey, where's the laundry?
Oh, my God.
All right, number
guess who's not getting a peanut butter sandwich tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
No, you didn't.
Fortunately, I already made it, but I can take it out of the lunchbox.
But eventually the bread will run out and the peanut butter will stop flowing and your stomach will be empty.
But I'll still have my own bank account.
There's an endless amount of PBs in there.
Right. All you have is peanuts.
Cheese nuts.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt your facts.
Oh, no. I mean, it's fine. These facts are incredible. Let's see. About 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are exchanged in the U.S. each year. That's the largest seasonal card-sending occasion of the year, next to Casimir Pulaski Day.
Hmm.
Who sends a card for Casimir Pulaski?
Oh, I do. I send it to all my friends.
I've never gotten one.
Did we miss that? When was that?
Was that in
January?
That was
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I think it's in January.
It's like the second year in a row.
Do you remember that day I was like, I got to go to the mailbox, and I was gone for like 7 hours?
No.
He's a Polish dignitary.
It's oxymoron.
It is a bit. It is a bit of an oxymoron.
Because Polish people are stupid.
Next
time. Sometimes. I heard. I only state what I've heard. You better save me.
Thank
here.
You. Thank you. No, it's... Yep. Worldwide, over 50 million roses are given for Valentine's Day each year. But as a result, only 22 million BJs. It doesn't add up.
Nope, it doesn't. There's a lot of girls that are taking but not giving.
That's right. And I always thought, you know, one rose equals one BJ, but...
No.
Not yeah, according right. to these facts.
That's, right.
That's not...
But so what, I mean, like, I give dozens at a time.
You give dozens of roses Your or mistake. Dozens of BJs?
Yeah.
When was the last time I got flowers?
There's another question that I think we should be asking. When's the last time...
How about when's the last time you didn't get flowers?
Oh, hell.
I don't understand.
Oh, I'm
the
sorry.
Question.
There's no holiday for I got a ticket today. Buy me some flowers.
You know what? Flowers would make me feel better.
I gave you a hug. That's pretty much the same thing.
Mm. With a half stock? Women purchase 85% of all Valentines and 7% of all fleshlights.
What? Fleshlights or flashlights?
Fleshlights. The flashlight, you can fuck.
Yeah. It's in the shape of a flashlight.
What
it's
you do
vagina.
Is you take out the D batteries.
All right? Oh, there's a such thing. Oh. That's...
Yeah.
What is it like... You unscrew the end where you put the batteries, because it's supposed to look like a flashlight. It's supposed right. to fool people. It's like, oh, it's just a flashlight. He's not fucking that thing.
Right.
But you unscrew the end where the D batteries would go, and isn't it like little like latex lips or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds
why do you have that look on your face?
For the man that has everything.
Happy Valentine's Day. That's what I got
you. Do
you
want that for Valentine's Day?
Well, yeah. That's why I was... the one I have is getting kind of crusty.
Notice how they knew exactly what it was. They didn't even have to discuss it. They could just discuss it in detail, what it looked like. And you both knew.
It has been made famous in multiple movies, probably most famously in Knocked Up. So go to your local Blockbuster that doesn't exist
and
rent
up.
It. What's that?
I've seen Knocked Up.
Yeah,
I don't
seen it too.
That.
I don't remember that.
I'll find it.
Okay.
You guys will love it.
Probably not.
I'm starting to wonder where you got these facts from.
It's the internet. You began from the internet.
Is there a specific site on the internet?
Just, you know, there's a lot of sites out there.
Okay.
And this particular one said 73% of men purchase flowers for Valentine's Day, while the other 27% purchase lube, which I thought was an interesting statistic.
Yeah. I'm just curious where – I mean, because I'm starting to see kind of a trend.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I think you're right. There's a trend here, and I'm on board with you.
You're on board?
Yeah.
Are we on the love boat?
Yeah.
Do you have any more facts?
I've got about 35 more facts to go through. It should only take like another, just like 45 minutes.
Let's do two more facts.
All right.
What's your best one?
Oh, we already did them.
Which is your crappiest one?
Okay, here's the crappiest one. Alexander Graham Bell applied for his patent on the telephone on Valentine's Day in 1876 and then promptly gave that girl at the bar the wrong phone number on purpose.
Nice. I like it.
And here's a good one here. Richard Cadbury created the first Valentine's Day candy box in the late 1800s. Thank you for that. And went on to invent the popular Cadbury egg. However, Mr. Cadbury had some failed creations as well, such as the caramel frankfurter, hard-boiled wax lips, cream-filled baby diapers, dark chocolate doggy duties, Charleston shoes, penis M&Ms, and Kike and Ikes.
Awesome. Hey, man. I don't know where you got this. I mean, is there a certain URL folks could go to?
There's... You know, people are all over the internet, right? And I'm like, I go to all these different sites, and I went to extremefisting.net, and I pulled all these off there, and it's totally legitimate.
It seems legitimate. I think the numbers are skewed more toward women.
Extreme. I know what everyone's holding their face.
Fisting?
It's not what you think. It's like...
Meat puppet.
It's not, yeah, it's not what you think. It's just like people, they make a fist, and then they like cover their fist and forearm with lubrication, and then they they penetrate an orifice.
What kind of orifice?
The only orifice that your fist would fit in.
Your butt.
It's like, don't even worry about it. It's not important. Well, we'll see.
Does Cordy know you go to this website?
I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal out of this.
He doesn't need me.
But he wants you. That's the difference.
We're going down a dark road here. These are the facts. These are the facts.
Okay, facts.
I mean, take them or leave them.
You
guys are leaving them, I think, but the fans are going to take them, and they're going to run with them. Doesn't matter where they came from.
The chat room says, Courtney has a super sexy voice. Let's hear more on her and Miles together. Nice. We'll be right back with more of that, but first we're going to hear the Meat Purveyors with Willow Garden.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. You don't have to buy IB.
Could you do it? Start over again and do it in a sexy voice.
I don't have.
It's
one.
Been requested by our three fans. that send Jason 50,000 letters apiece.
You don't have to buy IBWIP flowers, candy, or jewelry for Valentine's Day to make us happy. Just tell your friends about our big ass tits.
Blake Clayton. Saber through her, it was a bloody knife. I threw her in the river, it was a dreadful sight. My father often told me that money would set me free. If I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Conley. So now he sits in his cabin door, wiping his tear-rimmed eyes. He's moaning for his only son now on the scaffold high. My race is run beneath the sun, the devil is waiting for me. For I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Conley.
was Sean K. Preston with Murder.
Murder.
Murder. That's murder what she deserves. You. Hey, murder.
Red rum. Red rum.
Murder. Murder was a case that they gave me. Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion in the house. All right, folks. Hey, IBWIP is what you're listening to. I'm the podcasting god, Blake Clayton. Courtney's beside me. She's a nurse. Jason, he's just Dr. Love. And Miles loves to talk on her cell phone when she's driving. But episode 21, which features an interview with Chelsea McBee, is now available. And also, we just released episode 22 featuring an interview with the one and only. 122, that's what I said.
No. You
said
22.
Episode 122. Well, our true fans know that you put a 1
they
in front of
it. They know. They know what's happening.
Episode 122 features the one and only dirty old one-man band, Scott H. Byrum. It was a good interview.
Did you find out what the H stood for?
Oh, you know what the H is for. If you know Scott H. Byrum, you know what the H is for.
If you didn't find that out in the interview, then I'm not going to listen to it.
Okay, this episode is this episode is 23, or for some of you people, it's 123. This is our Valentine's Day special, and it's going to be released on February 7th.
Yeah!
Friday.
And coming up, episode 124 features interview with Mikey Classic from the Goddamn Gallows, and that will be available on February 14th, which is actually Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's called Misscheduling by Me. And the next live episode of IBWIP, it was supposed to be February 24th, but we might have a conflict because Bob Wayne is here February 24th.
Mm.
So we'll discuss that later on. But check out the calendar tab at IBWIP.com for all dates to do stuff.
Koozies for sale. Koozies for sale.
How much for a koozie?
You can buy one for $3 or two for $5. Koozies for sale.
Hey, folks, until we get the the store updated on IBWIP, if you want one of these delicious orange koozies that have IBWIP on them, they're two for $5. And just email me at blake@ibwipe.com, and I'll tell you how to get one hold of one.
So. Or you can meet me in the parking lot right now, because I'm going to leave and take all these koozies and try to sell them door-to-door.
Okay, so you
see
better
you later.
You better email me now. I tell you what, if anybody emails me within the next, by the end of the show, I'll give them a free button. If they order two koozies, I'll give them a free button. Why are you looking at me like that's a shitty deal? That's a great deal. That's a fucking great deal. Two koozies for $5. And then a button, which are going to be limited edition buttons. Because when I'm out of them, I'm not going to sell them anymore.
You're not going to find one after
no,
they're gone.
No, exactly. And Molly, who wants to have a joint bank account, thinks that's a stupid idea.
Oh my god!
When we leave, it's going to be on.
No, you're not.
That's why we're leaving.
Well, I guess that's why they call it.
All right, but seriously, I'm going to leave now and take these koozies out to the parking lot.
Okay, well...
here's me walking away.
As he commits the Cardinals.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, well, folks, it wouldn't be Valentine's Day here at IBWIP if we did not have a special guest. Miles, you and Courtney are going to have to keep your hands to yourself.
Good luck, ladies.
May I introduce the one, the only... Cupid.
Bada bang, bada boom. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.
It sounds just like you were an author of a book for...
Hey, go stuff yourself.
So, Cupid, welcome to the show.
It's a great honor to be here. I really appreciate it. You know, I get a lot of requests for interviews, but I don't do a whole lot. So, this is a real honor for you, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's the dead of winter here. We've got snow on the ground. There's supposed to be another 8 inches in the next couple of days. I mean, all you have on is, like, a diaper. Do you want, like, a coat or something, or are you okay?
No, I'm good, man. I've been around for thousands of years. Why would I change now? I'm still here, right?
Right.
All right.
So, I just want to – I got some questions for you that obviously are related to your line of work. Is there anything that's off limits that we shouldn't talk about, or –
I don't want to talk about my age or my foot fungus.
Okay. All right. First question. I'd like to have your thoughts on AIDS. Is it still serious or is it not a big deal?
Are we talking about like presidential AIDS?
No. We're talking about the AIDS that make you get all skinny.
Autoimmune deficiency
yes.
syndrome?
Yes.
Great first question.
depressing.
Well, AIDS, as we know it, is was a government conspiracy to eradicate homosexuals, as well as the crack epidemic, like they are trying to eradicate the African Americans. However, if you are struck with one of my arrows, you will be immune to AIDS and the negative effects of crack cocaine.
Do you, well, in that case, if you shoot somebody with an arrow, they won't get AIDS, right?
That's impossible.
So you don't shoot arrows into gay people?
Some gay people don't have AIDS, right?
So, Michael Jackson's
dead. He died of AIDS.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he got struck with an arrow.
Right at the last minute.
At the last possible second.
Because he had it, but you shot him with an arrow.
He's all cured now. He had AIDS like 20 years ago.
Right. It's not really
good. He's still around, right? Yeah.
If you have money, you can buy the medicine. Here we go. How did you become the symbol of love?
That's a great question.
They're all great questions. I do this for a living.
I know there are a lot of myths out there and rumors about me, but mainly... like I was a Roman god and what have you, but the truth is that it was a summer job and I just stuck with it, you know. It pays the bills.
Right. I'm sure you make a lot of money.
I do all right.
So why did you choose the bow and arrow as your love weapon?
That's a real great question.
Would you scroll down and look at it?
First of all, that's a great question and a great observation. My boss made me switch to a bow and arrow, and all of a sudden it's hip again, you know, to have a bow and arrow because of the Hunger Games. I used to wound people and infect them with an uncontrollable love by slitting their throats, but that proved to be lethal 100% of the time, so I had to stop doing that.
That was messy too, right?
It's all I knew.
Is that where, like, red and blood, that stuff on Valentine's Day, is that kind of how that came about?
Sure.
Have you ever been in love yourself?
Oh, God. That's a great question. I have been in love. I don't want to talk about it too much because, you know, it's close to my heart, but I did have a pretty torrid love affair with the green Teletubby Dipsy. You remember there?
Yeah.
She's
good looking.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, wait, shake
she
that.
She had an ass for days.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Know what I'm saying? Forget about it. Am I right?
That dong to dong. I mean, when she was talking before she talking was talking.
It ended because I caught her. She was accidentally playing a sex tape on her stomach that she made with BJ from Barney the Dinosaur television show for children.
Jeez.
Yeah, that told me
you were
up real bad.
Oh man, how did you get through that?
I had to switch. I started dating a bunch of those Sesame Street characters. I went through some of them real quick. It was a dark time for me. It tore me up real bad. But I tell you what, I know why they call him BJ now.
Hey-o. You're quite comical. Have you ever been a stand-up comedian?
Yes, I was. Briefly in the 80s during the comedy boom. You could have found me at the Improv in New York and L.A. I was do some sets on there, and I got a little airtime on A&E Network.
Nice. So if you did your job correctly, why is the divorce rate so high?
That is a great question. I get that a lot. I do get that a lot. A lot of these questions I don't get, but this one I do get a lot. And the truth is, by and large, I am a bad shot, and not really responsible for whatever happens after the arrows leaves my quivers, and I'm just not responsible in general. I would say the only reason I do keep my job is because my uncle's the boss.
The boss. I mean, what's your percentage? Like, you know.
Boy, if I don't keep track. If I had to guess, it would be in the lower 30 percentile.
Really?
I have to really get up close on you to nail it. Often I do not.
It's a kill shot.
I go for the kill shot.
So, does the diaper that you wear ever give you like a rash?
It is. It's my trademark, right?
That was a good. Was that a great question?
First of all, I'd like to respond by saying that is an excellent question. But yeah, I almost constantly have a rash. It's awful. But my uncle says I got to be maintaining an image. But it can really itch, and there's a fair amount of bleeding. So I use Dr. McGillicuddy snake oil solution to soothe what ails me.
You always come full circle, and I appreciate that in your talents.
Thank you so much.
This is more of a serious note.
Are we not being serious up to this point? I'm shooting straight, sir, minus the arrows.
I was going to say, you're about 30%. What is your policy on interracial dating? More specifically, why are black men always getting our white women?
That is a particularly great question. I don't know. I don't really have any thoughts about interracial relationships, partly because, well, a lot of people say, I'm not racist, I'm colorblind. I am quite literally colorblind, and I cannot see whether or not a person is black or white.
Well, you can tell by their lips.
Is there an edit button? Christ.
Wow.
Christ, my publicist is telling me to get the fuck out of here.
Cut it! Cut it! Cut it!
Mother of Christ, sir. I will continue this interview because you have given me a per diem and an honorarium to finish, but that is the only reason, let it be known.
I should have said big dicks. That would have been funnier, huh? Less racist.
Well, that's actually part of my answer. So the question is, why are the black men getting all the white women?
Yes.
Well, this kind of goes back to me being a bad shot. Black men are a natural target for my arrow, as they have more to hit, if you get my drift. They's got big cacks.
That's where you shoot them?
No, it's they naturally gravitate. They naturally gravitate towards that because they're a big target, and I'm not aiming for it. I'm a bad shot. If it happens to hit something in the way, then that's what it is.
So where do you aim? That wasn't one of your
No, what I like to do is I aim for the neck. Because my specialty was the throat slitting, but when I had to cut that out, I aim for the neck because, again, that's all I know.
When you were – before you were Cupid, you were obviously good at throat slitting as well. Did you have, like, a side job beforehand?
Yeah, I worked sanitation with my brother Anthony.
Ah, sanitation. Yeah.
We're from North Jersey, and we work a lot of sanitation.
Who fills in for you when you're on vacation?
My brother Anthony does. He's out of North Jersey.
Thought that was a great question.
He's got a van. That was a moderate to Midland question that you asked me. Normally, my brother Anthony works sanitation, but he's off on disability right now. What can I say?
Right. So, how is your personal relationship with the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, and... most specifically, the Sandman.
Specifically, the Sandman.
Specifically.
Well, I tell you what, we were all in a football or a softball league, I should say, about 5 years ago. We were in it for years and years together, but the Sandman didn't pay me for registration when he got, and then he got everyone else against me when I tried to confront him about it. You know, $35 is a lot of money for a poor schlub from Newark. Hopefully, time will all heal all wounds, but who knows? You know, what can I say?
How about Santa Claus?
No, I mean, Sandman turned them all against me.
Oh, okay.
We were all on a team together. He turned them against me.
I got kind of hypnotized by your accent, and I just kind of...
I often get hypnotized by my accent.
And the last question I have for you, because I know you're really busy.
I got to get going. I don't even think I have time for this last question.
And I just, on a personal level, you know, having the opportunity to interview someone like you...
It's a great honor for you.
I have not had much success with love. What exactly do you have against me personally?
Again, as previously stated, with my poor marksmanship, my arrow gravitates towards the male member. So I would suggest perhaps some growth in that area, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, Cupid, thank you very much for being with us. I know.
Is that it? All right.
Well, that's all the questions I emailed you.
That's fair. That's fair. All approved.
Courtney, did you have any questions?
No,
I didn't think so. Miles, do you have any questions?
I'm going to go ahead, and I know you said you didn't want to talk about your age, but
Foot fungus.
Or your foot fungus, but
the foot fungus, if you were going to ask, which I think you were, is getting pretty bad, and I don't want to talk about it.
No, I was going to talk about your age. Why? You are portrayed as a baby. Yet you sound like an old Italian
mobster
hey, man. Hey.
There's no such thing as the mafia.
Sanitation.
What are you
ladies.
Talking about? Mafia's La Cosa Nostra. It's made up. It's not real. Come on. The truth
it's
is,
it's like a chupacabra. It's not real.
Right. It's a blood sucking goat. I'm a. You know, I do look like a child. There's nothing I can do about that. I have the same disease that Emmanuel Lewis and the little
Webster.
Negro boy from
Webster.
That's Emmanuel Lewis, isn't it?
Webster.
Webster is Emmanuel Lewis. That's right. Thank you, ma'am. I like it when Webster would open up a clock and he would go inside the clock, or he'd come down in the dumbwaiter from upstairs. He's a little boy; he could fit in those kind of things. Who's the other guy? What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, different strokes.
Yeah, for different folks. That's right. We all suffer from the same affliction. So I am forever a child.
How are you getting foot fungus if you fly around? Don't you fly? You don't walk.
That is an excellent question. For a long time, I would wear sandals, and they were sandalwood sandals. And apparently, I have an allergic reaction, and I am paying for it dearly now, as my toenails have become brittle and are falling off. And when they are on, they're green. Thank you for making me bring it up.
My ex-wife had a toenail like that.
She's probably wearing sandalwood sandals. Yeah.
How often do you have to get your wings
clipped?
No,
they could
brushed.
Fly.
Yeah, waxed.
I believe I can fly.
Maintenance.
I believe
what's
I
the maintenance
can
like on your wings?
It's not unlike a cat licking its own skin. I can bend them around to my front sides and lick on them a little bit. I have feather balls I cough up.
Do you ever get laid?
Almost nightly, but that's I work with some Johns, not unlike the stay in character from earlier. I get a lot of ass.
I guess what I'm trying to
so
say.
So what's your type?
Chicks like guys in diapers, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, what is your type? I mean, is there a certain kind of woman you look for?
Breathing.
Hey-o.
Still warm. You know what I'm saying over here.
Yeah. What do you think of Courtney? Is she your type?
She's a 10. What can I say? Forget about it. You come work for me, you know? I don't know what you're doing with these freaking minor league over here.
Anyway, our YouTube page.
Is that my outro? You're going right to
you gonna say bye or have a nice.
You can sit. You can sit in the rest of the show if you want.
Or you know what? I think I will.
Okay. All right. So anyway, our YouTube page is Pia Vision. We have interviews. We have performances. We have episodes, full episodes. We are starting to. What are we starting to do? Oh, we're starting to just take bits of, you know, each show, bits of shit, and turning them into a little bit of shit. And so go to our YouTube page, Pia Vision, subscribe, like, view. The more views and the more content, the more views and the more subscriptions, the more time I will take and make more stuff.
What does that mean? What the hell are you talking about?
You
sound like
me.
A goddamn idiot over there.
I'm saying if I get a lot of more views on our webpage, on our YouTube page, what are you fucking laughing at?
I'm going to take you out back and whack it if you don't start making some sense.
Just go to the fucking page and subscribe. That's what I'm trying to say.
Just say it then. Go to the page. I think he's going to fart into the mic.
So clearly I am a terrible improvist.
This isn't improv. This is all planned out.
Well, my little bit earlier was bad, so I'm a way better nurse. So
you ever wear one of those sexy nurses uniforms?
Yeah, all the time.
Nice.
All the time.
I'll drop you my number.
Hey.
holla at your boy.
Holla at your Cupid over here.
That's right. Well,
not many women can say they had sex with Cupid.
Oh, I haven't.
You haven't said it yet. Or you haven't done it? Yet.
Yet. The night is still young. So, yeah, I'm a way better nurse than being funny. So, if you guys have any questions, you can send them to me, and I will answer them as
what
well
kind of
as possible.
It's like any
medical questions?
Or any kind of questions.
All right, we can do that, too.
I am using snake oil solution on my nether regions, but maybe you could take a look at them. Tell me what you think.
We'll hit the parking lot soon.
Goddamn third leg down there.
So what's the email address they can send you questions?
Yeah, it's blake@ibwip.com.
And basically, if nobody sends any questions, there's no reason to invite you on the show anymore, right?
No. So you better hurry up and send me some questions, because otherwise
she's
you'll
drowning over here.
You'll never hear my sexy voice ever again, and I'll never say big tits ever again.
I want to hear that again.
You can say big tits all day long. Jesus.
I was coming out of my diaper. I was so excited to hear you say that.
Well, we had Cupid on the show. We played a game called Stay in Character. We had Vegas Wedding. We did our pickles. Ted Muffins was on the show.
It's been a full day.
I'm tired.
That's an action-packed show. How much are you charging for this show anyway?
Free.
Get out of here.
It's free.
Faux free.
What a deal. You ever need some security for the show, let me know. I know a few guys.
Really?
Really.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show, Cupid. Miles, thank you for refraining from using your cell phone while we're recording, because that's also against the law. Courtney.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You're not grading them anymore, are you? It's a pretty low grades to hand out today.
Yeah, I quit grading because there was threats of suicide by some people. And as you can tell, I gave grades to some people and they just don't seem to appear anymore.
I see.
So I just say, good job. Everybody gets a ribbon.
Yay.
Participation award.
Participation award, yes.
But thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody who came out to the chat room. Thanks, everybody, for posting stuff about the show when it comes out. This episode will be out on the 7th. Let's all praise Allah. No? All right. I got a better idea. It's probably safer. Let's all praise Wayne the Train Hancock.
I'm down with that.
Let's do it.
All right. Here is the last murder ballad of the evening. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. You guys want to say goodbye?
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye.
This is Wayne the Train Hancock with Your Love and His Blood on My Hands.
Well, your new love came calling last night. He got drunk and tried to start a fight. I pulled my pistol from my pocket and then I wrecked his plans. I've got your love and his blood on my hands. I've got your love and his blood on my hands. If I can't have your love, I'd rather be a wanted man. But next time we're together, you'll be on the witness stand. I've got your love and his blood on my hands. On Dizzy. Got that blood on my hands. Hard to know, but I can't let him catch me, so I gotta go. But I'm tired of running, so here I'll make my stand. I've got your love and his blood on my hands. Yes, yes, I've got your love and his blood on my hands. If I can't have your love, I'd rather be a wanted man. But next time we're together, you'll be on the witness stand. I've got your love and his blood on my hands.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.